Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is President of Bellas Artes Sin Fronteras, Inc., Erlinda Portillo, to talk to us about the third annual Feliz Navidad, Christmas in Song and Dance. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Emily. I'm happy to be here.
You're welcome. So your third annual Feliz Navidad Christmas in Song and Dance will be held on December the 2nd, Sunday, at the Rio Grande Theater at 2 o'clock. What can we expect?
Well, the first thing you can expect if you get there early, like at noon, we are serving traditional Christmas antojitos outside of the theater, and that includes samplings or appetizers of tamalitos, pozole, bizcochos, buñuelos, and calentitos, if you know what that is.
No, I don't. What are calentitos?
So calentitos is it's a spice drink, and it's hot, and it's a mixture of spices, and it blends into something that you're going to really enjoy.
Is it like a hot chocolate?
No, it's not. It has no milk. It's only spices.
Something interesting. Something that new and interesting. Never knew about. And what else can we expect?
So then, for the event, you can expect a blending of music, dance, a little bit of drama, a little bit of information that we think people need in order to really enjoy and understand what we're doing with this presentation. It's a two-act presentation. The first act is how we celebrate Christmas in religious traditions. The second act is how we party Christmas in the Christmas tradition. So it's a combined effort. So we wanted to give those two perspectives because we feel that Christmas is too commercialized now and it's too much about presents and this and that. And I think the younger generation needs to kind of get a hold of traditions that I think they can carry on into their own lives.
So will there be music?
Definitely. There will be music outside when you're having the antojitos. Let's start there. So get people in the mood. It's going to be a trio. And then we'll open the doors at 1:15. And then the first act will, I don't want to give away all the secrets because then you won't be surprised. But I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how we generate and evolve the religious presentation because it's going to touch on traditions in the border cultural areas such as Las Cruces.
And how many performers will there be?
We have about 40. We have mariachi groups, we have folkloric groups, we have vocalists, we have a family that's doing the posadas, we have children breaking a piñata, we have featured mariachi out of El Paso that's going to close the show with fantastic music. So when you think about everything that we have to kind of put together, it's pretty exciting. It's a lot of combined effort, but I think that everyone that's performing in this event feel so connected to the traditions that it's just coming naturally to most of the people that perform.
So this will be a two-hour event?
Yes, it will. There'll be 45 minutes, a 15-minute intermission, and then 1 hour of the second act.
But of course, you have to arrive there early at noon so that you can have the traditional Christmas antojitos before the show. And beer and wine will be available.
Well, that's available through the Rio Grande Theater. They have that amenity worked into their theater. So it's in the lobby. Those drinks cannot be brought outside. So you can have the calentitos outside, then go inside and have beer or wine while you watch the show.
And, of course, it'll be bilingual, Spanish and English.
Yes, we have Father Alex Ureña from the Newman Center will be narrating what goes on stage. And he has such a gift for moving from English to Spanish. And then he throws in a few little quirks and quirks in there. So he's going to keep it interesting for us.
This is the third annual Feliz Navidad. So the theme is Christmas in Song and Dance. Last year, what was it?
A mariachi Christmas.
And your first one?
The first year, we also called it Christmas in Song and Dance because we wanted to plant that as a seed so that, you know, anything we do further, it's always going to involve song and dance.
You're the president of Bellas Artes Sin Fronteras, Inc. Tell me about Bellas Artes.
It was a concept that developed through a couple, the owners of Two Media Group. So we were sitting around and we wanted to create something that will focus in the development and the promotion of traditional arts, all kinds of arts. When we finally got the board together, one of our board members brought to the table the history of traditions, and every culture has 12 traditions. and they involve everything from song and dance to science and technology to cuisine to performing arts to liberal arts. So we're going to cover all 12 of those eventually in the events that we put together.
How many members do you have?
We have 5 board members right now. We're looking to add 2 more board members. We lost a couple of board members. For example, Mr. Vaquera with the 2 Media Group was the first president. Eventually, they got too busy, so he turned it over. The second year, we had probably the same amount of board members. This year, we have 5. The makeup of the board is very cultural. We have an American Indian. We have a Cuban. We have a person that came from Mexico, has a lot of history. We have a professor from NMSU who has a lot of history in terms of his family's traditions. And then myself, and I'm a first-generation Mexican-American, and I bring a lot of traditions from my family. So that's the reason that we want to concentrate, is because so many events are so targeted. They're not inclusive. There's a title to everything. So ours is, everything we do is going to be multicultural.
You recently had an event on the plaza in Mesilla. Tell me about it.
Well, we did. And that evolved as a result of the fact that, not to belittle the Santa Fe Spanish Market, but we brought the Spanish Market. I was on that committee. And we were getting a little bit of flack from local artists who could not be in that market because they didn't fit the criteria for Spanish colonial art. So we decided that we needed to create a niche for our own artists in the southern part of the state. And that's why we put together the first multicultural artisan market in August of this year.
And what was it called?
Bellas Artes First Annual Artisan Market. We had it in the plaza in Mesilla, and we were pleasantly surprised. We found artists that I had no idea existed in the valley, and there's many, many more. So we already have the date for 2019 is the weekend of the 15th of March in the plaza in Mesilla.
And what type of art did they bring in?
Well, we had everything. We had pottery. We had silver. We had Amado Peña was here. We had wood-burning art that I hadn't seen in years. I remember we used to do wood-burning in school with these, like, pens. Well, he does this sort of, like, electronically. It's very, very interesting how he does that. We had a couple from Arizona that do colored art on tin. Fantastic stuff. A couple from Silver City came down, and we had pottery of dishes that you use at home. That's an art that's almost, you know, non-existent anymore. But that's the art that started 100 years ago. So we found that it takes a lot of research to find artists that are manually creating art. All of the artists had to manually create. You could not go buy something and throw it on your art piece. You had to make it. So we had a jury, and we got 27 artists.
So the next one will be in March. Next year.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're looking forward to Christmas. What else have people said about the past annual Feliz Navidad in song and dance?
Well, let me tell you, we didn't do it in 2017 because we were recreating the board and we didn't have enough people. I'm telling you, people were asking, what happened to Feliz Navidad? So we knew we had to do it again this year. I think it brought a lot of memories to a lot of people. Some people still do posadas at home. I know my son-in-law's family, they still do the 12 days of posadas before Christmas. And it's pretty interesting because it keeps the family kind of focused on the meaning of Christmas. Sometimes people do posadas, but it becomes a party and not really the traditional focus on the birth of Jesus and the prayers that go behind that throughout the 12 days. So it's a tradition that we hope it doesn't go away. I know the Pastores del Valle de Mesilla still are doing their presentations. I used to belong to that a long time ago as well. And it's truly a very, very historical and very moving presentation that brings together all the elements that make Christmas about Jesus rather than about Santa Claus.
So all of our local churches have some type of performance, not just the Catholic Church, the Baptist, the Protestant churches.
I know the Newman Center, they're doing their pageant with their confirmation classes. So that's the focus. That's the thing that I think young adults need to know and understand, that's part of history, that's part of who they are, that's part of what brings the element of religion into the celebration of Christmas.
So this weekend, December the 2nd, Feliz Navidad, Christmas in Song and Dance. And throughout December, other organizations will also have some presentations.
So it's always good to challenge other people to, you know, bring out the best in their community, in their children, in their parents and grandparents. Because I think that's where I learned a lot of what I know and do in terms of, you know, dance and music and focus. I remember from my church, we did that in our church every year. Every year I learned how to dance, I learned how to sing, I learned the posadas, the pastores, all the songs. Sometimes I sit in church and they're playing a song and I'm going, where have I heard that before? Well, of course, it was when I was a child and I know every word. Surprises me that I still remember, but those are the things that are ingrained and you carry with you forever.
So Sunday, December the 2nd at 2 o'clock, get there early, at least by noon or 1 o'clock, to have Antojitos at the Rio Grande Theater, 211 North Main Street in Las Cruces. Tickets are available where?
Tickets are available in three ways. At www.riograndtheater.org, by calling the theater at 575-541-2290, or calling me because I have tickets with me all the time. And my number is 496-3440. You can beat the lines. You can get your tickets early before they sell out. So just give me a call. I can meet you anywhere and get your tickets to you.
Well, we're looking forward to a Feliz Navidad, a Merry Christmas, Christmas in Song and Dance for this weekend. Thank you so much for coming out and talking to us about your nonprofit organization, Bellas Artes Sin Fronteras, and of course, the third annual Feliz Navidad Christmas in Song and Dance.
I did want to add one element to the Bellas Artes Sin Fronteras. You know, in addition to extending the knowledge and understanding of arts through multicultural events, we want to advance the arts and education and support efforts of other charitable organizations that also concentrate on the arts. And our long-term goal, we will eventually, with a lot of help, engage the community towards the development of a cultural center in southern New Mexico. That's our long-term goal.
Thank you again, Erlinda Portillo, president of Bellas Artes Sin Fronteras.
Thank you, Emily. I really appreciate you inviting me to come out and give some focus to what we're doing. I think people enjoy it. It's a family event. Definitely, there's a little bit for grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, and the kids. There's a little focus for everyone.
Thank you again. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.